I'm Mary Obana. I help people get unstuck. We are all meant to have full joy, pure love, complete fulfillment, and peace. You know what else? Each of us has a light, a unique gift that we are to find and share with the world. It's why we're here. It's who we're meant to be. But sometimes we can get stuck. Join me as I work with Spirit to help people from all walks of life receive the messages they need to hear so they can understand what's standing in the way of all the joy, fulfillment, love, and peace they are meant to have so they can get on with a life they're meant to live so they can shine. Real people, real stories, starting now. Hi there. I am so glad you are joining me today. I don't know if you're on a walk or a run or maybe in your car or, I don't know, sitting peacefully somewhere. Or maybe you're multitasking. Good for you. Anyways, thanks for letting me share this time with you and welcome. Now, whether you are a returning listener or new to this podcast, every episode starts with two incredibly important messages. One, you are meant to feel good always about life, about who you are, about the way you spend your time. You are meant to have full joy. And two, every single one of us has a special light. You are here to find it and share it with the world. This is your gift, unique only to you. This is your purpose. This is why you're here, and all of your life experiences have uniquely prepared you and led you to that moment when it is your time to shine. Now, I know when you hear something again and again, like at the top of this show, you can stop listening. You know, you can kind of become deaf to it. But it's my hope that you allow the intro to this podcast to remind you every single time that you have something uniquely special within you, a gift that has been given only to you, and you're meant to feel good always. Think of that for a moment. All of this is available to you. So, we all want to have full joy, fulfillment, and peace, but I also know we don't always feel that way. And we all want to live our purpose, but I also know sometimes we can get stuck. So that's what we're going to focus on today. How do we get stuck? And the reason this is important to understand is because if we understand how we get stuck, we can get unstuck. Does that make sense? All right, let's dive in. Being stuck can feel like something's off or you're feeling stagnant, as if kind of spinning in place, not moving actively toward where you feel like you want to be. Being stuck can feel like you don't have clarity about what you should be doing or what your gifts are. Being stuck can feel like you don't even know what to ask. You don't even know where to begin. What should you even be thinking about? Being stuck can be not even knowing you're stuck. Being stuck can also show up like that feeling. You know when someone asks you how you're doing and you say, fine, because things aren't terrible after all, but fine isn't where we want to be. You want to be in that zone, living in that great stream of well-being where you're carried by that beautiful momentum of life. Immersed in that high vibration mode, feeling really, really good. That's the way it's meant to be. When we're stuck, we usually don't know how we got there. But sometimes we can find ourselves pointing to others or blaming a certain situation for the way we feel. But you want to know the truth? It's almost always because we are standing in our own way. We don't mean to, of course. We all want to feel good, but we can inadvertently block all that is destined for us because we aren't allowing it. We are actually blocking it. And while it can feel better to point to someone or something for our situation, God knows we would never bring this upon ourselves, right? what we do at any moment is in our control. And though it may be uncomfortable to accept this, the fact is, it's us standing in our own way. And if that is true, which it is, that's actually really good news. Because we don't have to depend on someone else to change or wait for a situation to end to modify the situation. We can get unstuck because it only takes us to get out of our own way. That's pretty cool, right? So why would we ever stand in our own way? It's crazy. How did we get stuck? Because consciously, or more likely subconsciously, we're protecting ourselves from pain, hurt, disappointment. And it can show up in really crazy ways, but it's always based in resistance. Resistance is what gets us stuck. So I'm going to share with you an example. Recently, a friend of mine was having this excruciating back pain and seemed to come out of nowhere. There had been a series of uncomfortable things going on with his body over the course of several weeks, culminating with this horrible back pain. And on top of that, he was feeling eh, you know? And so that eh feeling, he thought a reading might help get to the bottom of it all. So he reached out to me. He's aware enough to know that when all these things start piling up, something else is usually going on. And that was definitely the case this time. He was right. I did a reading for him over the phone, as I always do. And sure enough, messages came right through for him immediately, directly from his own guides, that were incredibly clear and focused. They cut right to the heart of the matter. The source of all he was feeling was undeniable and clear. But before we get into the messages he received, which, by the way, he encouraged me to share with all of you, it'd be helpful to give you some background. My friend is about to embark on a new phase of his life, a business of his own. And while he's incredibly talented and really well qualified to do the work, he's devoted himself to rigorous training and certifications. Deep down, in places he didn't acknowledge, these little seeds of resistance were being planted. Doubt, even thoughts of unworthiness. And when this happens, the last thing you want to do is put yourself out there. It's far more comfortable to retreat to that place you're familiar with, you know, the place you've always known, the place you've always been. This is the work of the ego. When I used to think of the ego, I thought of it as bragging, boasting, that kind of thing. But it's actually much more than that. Our ego plays on fear. It shows up as judgment, doubt, insecurity, unworthiness. That bragging and boasting, that's typically grounded in insecurity. Judgment? Judgment gives you a feeling of control because being compassionate makes you vulnerable. Doubt and thoughts of unworthiness, yeah, they're protecting you from disappointment. But the sneaky thing about the ego is while it feels like it's protection from hurt and pain and disappointment, it's actually prevention. Prevention. It's a wall of fear that prevents all the joy and love and fulfillment and peace that awaits you from reaching you. It keeps you from allowing all the stuff you want. It makes you play small. The ego is your low vibrating engine. It's that voice in your head that makes you second guess yourself, compare yourself to others so you feel inadequate. Thoughts like, what if it doesn't work? What if no one comes? What if no one buys it? What if I'm not good at it? Maybe I should charge less. Or one of my favorites, there are so many other people who are already doing this. Who am I to dispense this advice? Or this will be a big public failure if it's a bust. That would be embarrassing. The reasons not to do something, man, do they come quickly and easily. It's all so negative. It's preventing you from living big, from receiving all you truly desire, all you are meant to have. It's keeping you from the life you're meant to live. This is all the work of your ego. So back to my friend. Instead of launching into his business and stepping into his new exciting life, he thought, nah, I think I need more advanced coursework. So guess what? He was in the midst of researching different programs, more programs. This all in response to the seeds of doubt and insecurity and unworthiness that were being planted within him. But this is where it gets sneaky again. It feels like you're being productive. It doesn't feel scared or like you're avoiding anything. It feels like you're moving forward, being practical, wise. This is called productive procrastination. This is when you busy yourself with all the things you convince yourself needs to get done before you can get to the real work at hand. It can be as simple as I need to finish this, almost always less important, project before I can get to blah, blah, blah. Or it can be, I need to take another course, or I can't do it before I have my website up, or I need a new computer first and I have to wait for that, or I have to have X number of social media followers before I start. All of it, delay tactics, coming from resistance, coming from fear. Believe me, I've been there. The message that came through loud and clear for my friend from his guides, this is what it was. You are resisting. Release the resistance to fulfill your greatest purpose. You have everything you need. You already are who you are meant to be. You are ready. There's no need for more courses or certifications. Drop the resistance to make way for all that is coming. Trust in it. The things that surface within your mind, doubt, worry, nervousness, making you feel unworthy, making you doubt your abilities, trust, believe, know. Dig deep within to find that place that is ready to serve you. Being your authentic self, living in your truth, in alignment with the beautiful, powerful, magnificent soul that you are. Trust yourself and trust us. You are always being supported and enveloped in love. Wow. That's pretty specific. That's pretty dead on. Pretty relevant given what he shared with me after and what I shared with you before all of that. You see, he realized all of the physical pain he was experiencing was coming from all the turmoil within his mind, things he was unaware of, but that planted themselves insidiously. Resistance, doubt, a feeling of unworthiness. In my book, Shine, my guide Peter says, and I'm reading now from it, the light is within each of us, and you don't need a degree or special training to ignite it. Though for many in the physical, these things or experiences are important, not because they are needed to ignite the light, but they are needed to give you confidence in your light. You humans are funny that way. Joy and happiness, a fulfillment and elation that is greater than you can imagine, is awaiting your allowing. You just need to come to a point in your human physical experience to open the door. Wow, that's pretty profound. This is the message for all of us. It is within our control. It's acknowledging, noticing, recognizing that resistance, observing that voice that you can hear in your head or that feeling you get of doubt or unworthiness, and allowing, opening the door to all the joy and peace that's waiting for us. Does any of this resonate with you? Like strike a chord deep within? Is there like a recognition, familiarity maybe, that, ooh, yeah, I can relate to that feeling? If that's what you're thinking, if that's what's coming forward for you, don't ignore it. Ask yourself, what is that resistance holding me back from? What would I be doing if I had no fear? If I knew it was going to all work out, what would I be accepting, pursuing, What action would I be taking?
Get unstuck, please.
I believe in divine intervention, divine guidance, and divine timing. If there is something that is ringing true for you, the fact that you are listening to this message is no coincidence, I promise you. The truth has a way of finding you. And if you ignore it, well, guess what? You'll be just like my friend. Your body has a way of getting your attention when you are not living in your truth. I've heard that before, haven't you? Like not living in your truth. What does that mean, really? I think of living your truth as honoring who you really are, that gifted soul that's capable of anything, liberating yourself to say what you really think, being who you really are, doing what you are meant to do, living fearlessly, trusting, believing, allowing, not being controlled by the negative voices in your head, or for that matter, the expectations of others, your parents, your family, your partner, your friends, your colleagues, society, not following our true path or shining our light because of what others might think. What would they say? Would they think this is a legitimate way to spend my life? This is all resistance. Our ego, once again, shows up to, quote, protect us. But we now know this isn't protection at all. It's prevention. It's blocking us. It's as if a big shield is blocking our light, or we dim our light to make others feel better, and our light isn't able to shine. And what did Christiane Northrup say? The whole world gets darker. Mary Caprio, in episode 3, if you listen to that, she talked about how much of her life was devoted to meeting the expectations of others until she finally had a series of wake-up calls that led to her finally being who she truly is and recognizing what her light was. That thing within her she had taken for granted for so long. And now, guess what? She celebrates and shares her light, refusing to waste any more time going through the motions of saying, being, acting the way she felt others expected her to. So she got unstuck. If you haven't listened to that episode, episode 3, man, take a listen. It's really something. There are points in our life we will all reach. Those moments when we have to remove the resistance and make way for what's coming to us. You know, for me personally, trust me, this path of mine was definitely not the safe thing to do. It certainly wasn't the easy path. I know there are people I know, friends, even family members that have not fully accepted, embraced, even supported this whole path I'm on. Connecting a spirit? What the heck? She's lost her mind. It's not something they understand or maybe have allowed themselves to fully accept. I'd like to think yet. But anyways, they don't talk about it. They don't engage. And for some, they've kind of grown distant. But when I think of the people that I've been able to help from this path, and when I think of what I'm able to do for them, oh my gosh, there's no turning back. I've dropped the resistance, but I gotta tell you, I was stuck for a long time, knowing I was not where I was supposed to be. I just didn't know, though, who or what I was meant to be. It's funny, you know how people pick a word as their theme for the year? Yeah, have you seen those books or the one word thing? On January 1st of this year, my word was allow. When I think of what's transpired, what has unfolded for me in such an incredibly short period of time, because I dropped the resistance and allowed, it's crazy. Doubt, feelings of unworthiness, resistance of all kinds can get us stuck. Being afraid of standing in our truth, meaning living, accepting, being who we are deep down inside. If we aren't accepting all of that, it can leave us stuck. And there's no need to search externally to find your worthiness. Everything you need, everything you are is already within. You are already enough. If you feel stuck, I hope this has helped. If something else
you can't quite put your finger on is still leaving you feeling outside that stream of well-being, you need a little help getting unstuck, reach out to me. Now, let's chat, check in quickly. I just said, if you feel stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is, and you're not feeling the way you want to feel, reach out to me. Now, let's check in quickly. Did you just think, yeah, I feel stuck, but then instantly second guess yourself? Or maybe you thought, hey, you know what? Other people have bigger things to contend with than me. It's no big deal. It'll sort itself out. Stop right there. That is your ego preventing you again. The questions are really simple. Are you living in full joy? Are you living in that beautiful stream of well-being? If not, you deserve to be. You absolutely deserve to be. And you shouldn't waste a single moment of your beautiful life settling for anything else. Being stuck is like dimming your light. That beautiful, big, bright light of yours needs to shine. Prioritize time for yourself to think deeply about this. And be honest. Let's get you unstuck so the whole world gets brighter. Hey, if you want to reach out to me for any reason, or you have questions or episode suggestions, anything, you can always get me at maryobana.com or direct message me on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn, or email me at mary@maryobana.com. I hope you know how special you are and how joyful you are meant to be. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, be kind and shine. Take it easy.